Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
The award-winning cafe is open daily from 7am till 4pm and for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5, check out the new summer dinner menu.
Justin Timberlake has finally confirmed he and his wife Jessica Biel had another baby. The couple welcomed a second child last year and JT told Ellen all about it during a virtual catch-up.
You're one of the first people outside of our, you know, immediate family that we told. We were FaceTiming each other and we were like, how are you doing?
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know. How are you doing?
How are you doing? We just kept, how are you doing? Yeah. And you can tell me just vaguely his name and vaguely how old he is.
Vaguely?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you his name. His name is Phineas, and he's awesome, and he's so cute, and nobody's sleeping. But we're thrilled, you know.
HBO Max and Lakers legend LeBron James have posted the first look at Space Jam 2.
Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam.
The short clip features Bugs Bunny and the crew from the Looney Tunes on the court with a huge fiery laser beaming down. Of course, this is the highly anticipated sequel from the 1996 movie, which had Michael Jordan in it. Space Jam, A New Legacy, is out later this year.
Lady Gaga is gearing up for her performance of the national anthem at the inauguration of Joe Biden on January 20, and she's very grateful for the opportunity. The mega pop star said she'll do a different version from the one she did at the 2016 halftime Super Bowl. So good. The inauguration of Joe Biden will air on many streaming platforms on January 20, with Celebrating America, the inauguration special, being hosted by Tom Hanks, and many celebs are on board to support the next phase of the US, including Jennifer Lopez, Demi Lovato, Rosario Dawson, Bon Jovi, Justin Timberlake, Blake Shelton, just to name a few.
Well, speaking of Blake Shelton, the American country singer has released his controversial single Minimum Wages, which he performed on his New Year special. The song's fallen kind of flat with some fans who said a millionaire shouldn't be singing about minimum wages, especially during the pandemic.
You can make a six pack on the carpet, tastes like a $1 million bill. You can make a one bedroom apartment, feel like a house up on the hill. You can make my truck.
Kind of catchy, isn't it? And Ben Affleck and actress Ana de Armas have amicably ended their relationship after nearly a year together. They met on the set of Deep Water in 2019 and have cited location conflict as the reason for the split.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.